There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
And we will continue. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. We've been talking travel, specifically government-regulated travel. We talked a lot about the airline world in the first hour, specifically the idea of having ride sharing in the sky. So imagine Uber or Lyft, these new services that will allow you to connect with people who are willing to give you a ride somewhere at usually a better price than what you'd pay a cab to take you somewhere. What about the same thing for airlines? What about getting a private jet or a prop, you know, jumper? What do they call it? Puddle jumper? Or
whatever. Yeah, private aircraft, private general aviation.
What about getting one of those guys to take you where you need to go? That way you don't have to go to the big old airport and wait in line and then wait around for the plane to come. Lots of waiting involved in airports. Mm-hmm. Lots of hassles. You can eliminate all that, pay maybe a little bit more, and have convenience. To me, it's worth it to pay the extra to have that convenience. But unfortunately, the FAA is saying that's illegal. The companies that are trying to provide those services, like FlightNow, the companies that are sort of like the Uber of the airlines that will connect you with people willing to fly you somewhere, they are suing. FlightNow is suing the FAA. So we talked about that. Maybe you are a private pilot. Maybe you have some experience in that range and you are paying close attention to this. Would love to hear from you. Or maybe you're somebody who thinks the FAA needs to crack down even harder on these private pilots because, well, terrorism. 855-453 is our toll-free number. Let's go to Dave Ridley, and then we'll continue the Turkey Club story that we started, because we ended up talking about Amtrak and bad customer service that Chris experienced on Amtrak very recently. So we'll continue with that. Dave Ridley, though, first in, where are you, Dave? Colorado?
Yes, that's correct.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
If I change my name every time I'm in a different state, I guess that could get confusing, so I just identified myself by name. But the I had sort of promised or at least indicated that I would try to, you know, every time the Croatian or Serbian police commit some new abuse against the Liberlanders, I would bring up a new atrocity committed by those people just 20 years ago.
Yes. So there was recently 4 people were arrested last week. Has there been something newer than that?
No, it was just I saw it on the Free Talk Live feed from last week, and I haven't actually listened to that broadcast. But I went directly to the Liberland Press website, and I got the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, was it mostly Croatian police doing the bad deeds this time again?
Yeah, it was all Croatian police. They arrested 4 people, one of whom, his name was Krom. He actually called the show. He's from Brazil originally, and he was very difficult for the police to arrest. He actually grabbed the Liberland flag and waded out into the waters of the Danube River, making it so that the looked like fairly portly police officer had to go for a little swim in order to actually capture Krom. So they made it a little more difficult on the cops this time, but they ultimately did effectively kidnap them and are now holding them. And, well, they had to release Krom, actually, because apparently there's a rule in Croatia that if you can't get a hearing within 24 hours, you have to be released on bail. And because he speaks Portuguese, he demanded that he have a hearing in his native language, and they couldn't get a Portuguese speaker translator there within 24 hours, so they had to let him go. But he's still stuck in Croatia. He can't leave the country.
The picture of his arrest looked pretty brilliant, too. Like, he's really thought some of this stuff through, or he's brilliant on the spot. But anyway, I just wanted to bring up just another random massacre by Croatian forces. This one was in January 15th, 1993, in Croatian-controlled Bosnia, which was basically being, you know, attacked by the Croatian government. This is the Dusha massacre, quote, from Wikipedia, quote, "The Dusha massacre was a massacre of Bosniak, a.k.a. Bosnian Muslim, women and children committed by Croats in the village of Dusha near Gornji Vakuf. It was committed on January 15th. Around 10 civilians were killed in an artillery attack. This massacre is also referred to as the Forgotten Massacre, as there is still no single conviction against the perpetrators. After the massacre, Croat soldiers entered the village to celebrate it, captured the rest of the villagers, transported men to the camps in Prozor, Trnovica, and Paloc, and razed the village to the ground, unquote. Nothing, but, you know, it seems like Croatia is unreformed if it's doing these kinds of things to people that aren't even in territory that it claims. At least it was claiming parts of Bosnia, right? You know, at least they were open about it to some extent, or at least they were claiming to have to want indirect control. But this Liberland, they admit that it's not part of Croatia, and they're not laying claim to it.
Right.
At least they haven't previously laid claim to it, but I would say that the actions of "we're going to arrest you for coming here" is kind of like laying claim.
Yeah.
I was just looking at their statement on their ministry of, I guess, their foreign ministry, and they were saying that it's sort of like a demilitarized zone between them and Serbia, and it's something that they have a legitimate interest in, but they didn't say they were laying claim to it.
Well, I imagine they didn't. There was actually, when Crom was on the phone, he used, I'm so sorry, I don't remember what it was, but he used a term that he said it was specific to the EU, that it was some sort of international EU land, like an international territory, that it wasn't Croatia, that it wasn't Serbia, but it was some kind of other word. And I'm sorry, I know I wrote it down at the time, but I don't have it in front of me right now. It was a word I'd never heard before, and nobody on the show had ever heard it. It was obviously something that people in Europe would be familiar with, but we wouldn't necessarily over here, suggesting that Croatia was arguing that they were enforcing international agreements, basically, that this is some sort of international territory, part of the EU, and that they were doing that on behalf of this international treaty.
Maybe terra nullius.
I wonder why does Serbia not feel like it has to do the same thing? Why does Serbia feel so comfortable, you know, taking so much less action against the Liberlanders?
Dave, thanks for calling tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. By the way, great video on the Ridley Report, ridleyreport.com. There's a video where some cop tells you to stop recording him, and you just assert your rights, and you stand there and you tell this cop, "Well, you're going to have to arrest me then if you don't want to be recorded."
I almost couldn't believe I was saying that, and I almost couldn't stop myself. It was just like it was a reflex, you know.
Yeah, it totally is, and I just loved it because you called his bluff. The dude totally backed down after you said that back to him, and it was just a short encounter, but it was really brilliant. People who aren't familiar with you yet should definitely go check you out at RidleyReport.com, and thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, the Turkey Club. Chris, you're on the Amtrak train going down to Pennsylvania, and you're hungry.
I'm hungry.
You stop in, you go to the guy tending the bar or whatever, the food truck.
Yep, he's, like I said, he's leaning up against the wall in there.
Just
chilling out, yep. Just relaxing. I asked him to be clear, and full disclosure, it was a turkey wrap, not a club. So let's get our facts straight here. And I said, I would like the turkey BLT club, please.
I thought it was a wrap.
Damn it. See, now you got me messed up. I even said please. And he literally just stared at me, and I was just really uncomfortable because usually I'm used to servers providing some sort of response, a little feedback to me to say, okay, I've got your order. He just stared at me, and I again said, I'd like that turkey BLT wrap, please. He said, I heard you the first time, and that just blew me away. I'm like, excuse me?
Okay.
He said, well, most people order more than one thing.
Oh, he was waiting for you to go on.
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Yes. Most people order more than one thing, and I don't move until I get the whole order.
Okay.
And I lost it on the inside. I was speechless. I didn't know what to say to this guy. I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, really? You're kidding me. But that was his attitude, and after he said that, then he shuffled over and he got me my turkey BLT wrap.
But was it good?
It was fine. It was all prepackaged. It's not like they have to cook.
He grabs it out of the damn refrigerator.
They have nothing there they have to cook. Yeah, they just grabbed it and said, here you go. Here it is.
Wow. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. What's going on over in Greece? probably not good things, considering the price of Bitcoin. I'm not saying the price of Bitcoin is tied to what's happening in Greece, but it sure has been coincidental that it's been going up over the last few weeks. Bitcoin crashing through $300, now over $310 per Bitcoin tonight. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days. With free shipping, we'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. It's the Live Sunday edition. Of course, you can join us here to bring up anything you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You get online at all, you need to protect yourself. Your internet service provider isn't going to do it for you. In fact, they're probably collecting information about you, specifically the websites you're visiting, maybe even the search terms you're entering, keeping those logs in some cases as long as several years, maybe selling that information out to other corporations or giving it over to the government. You can stop that from happening by encrypting your data connection with ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. And you can get started with their free app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. You get started with that and get connected, and your internet is encrypted, which means there's no more prying and spying. Criminals can't sniff out your Wi-Fi packets if they're encrypted. Wi-Fi packets makes life a lot more difficult for people that want to get your personal information. ProXPN.com/FTL plus with their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. Servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And when you use code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off, you will get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with that code, FTL50. Breaks the price down to around $5 per month, and that price is good for the lifetime of your account. No matter which premium account you choose. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. We've got Carl in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Hi. You know, I want to bring back some old news from Friday when they took that racist Confederate flag off the South Carolina out front of that place. You know, now there'll be no more white-on-black crime. That's all over, because every time that flag flew and waved, it was a signal for white people to kill black people. But, you know, I don't believe that. I think it was big pharma, because it seems a lot of these young men that do this are on, you know, pharmaceutical drugs. And I've got a question for you. What flag do we got to take down then black people won't kill black people? Is there any flag we can take down?
What flag can you take down to stop black people from killing black people?
Yeah.
It's a really good question.
Yeah, I don't understand the question, really. I mean, people kill people for all kinds of reasons, and I imagine most of them don't include flags today.
Right. I agree with you, Holly. It was, that flag should have stayed up. That flag didn't kill anybody. That flag didn't inspire anybody to kill anybody either.
You're talking about the flag in South Carolina. I mean, apparently it had been flying for quite a long time and was relatively, you know, unobtrusive to people. But now all of a sudden it's become an issue. And I can understand why. I mean, there are certainly some racist connotations that come along with it. So I get that. And I think that Mark would make the point if he were here that, well, it doesn't really make sense for a flag of a nation that doesn't exist anymore to be flying over a state capital.
That's a good point.
So there's that.
Yeah. Well, the flag float was on the dome since the centennial, so that went up on 1961, and then he put it out.
I think we should be consistent, though. If we're going to bring down that flag, let's bring them all down. Let's take down all U.S. flags, all state flags. Let's get rid of the idea of nations. Let's get rid of the idea of borders and actually have some freedom. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah, because then you couldn't blame it on any flag because there wouldn't be any.
There you go, Carl. Thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
And there is another target. Not just the Confederate flag, but the fleur-de-lis. Have you heard of this?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
What is that?
Are you familiar with the New Orleans Saints?
That's a football team.
That's a football team. Okay. And you know they have that sort of stylized logo on the side? That is known
the
as
fleur-de-lis?
A fleur-de-lis.
Okay.
Fleur-de-lis is seen all over Louisiana, and it's just a very popular symbol.
What does it stand for?
Well, it's just a symbol. But how it's been used in the past...
Okay.
When a slave would run away in the South, this was customary in Louisiana, they would be branded with a fleur-de-lis.
Oh.
That was sort of your strike one. Strike two, they would cut your hamstring.
Oh, my.
So, allegedly, I think at this point we really need to either abolish the New Orleans Saints or get rid of that helmet. Following the same logic is just silly, but I'll try to pull up the article. But there was an article about a group that's saying we need to do away with the fleur-de-lis, which is really a very popular symbol in New Orleans.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It's all over the place.
And I mean, I guess you could look at that saying that You could look at it in two ways, right? Like, you could look at it that, oh, well, you know, this fleur-de-lis is a relic of the days of chattel slavery, and this is what the, you know, the white masters would brand upon people, and it's a horrible symbol. But maybe it could also, by flying it, mean that you're an escaped slave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you could look at it in two different ways. And, of course, that's the same thing with the rebel flag, is it can be looked at in different ways. Like all symbols, they mean different things to different people. Our toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, we're on the live Sunday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the latest from Greece coming up here tonight, as apparently, according to some news reports, they are getting closer to actually coming to an agreement with their creditors. Of course, in case you haven't heard, Greece is in serious financial difficulty at the moment, owing over, I think, $300 billion to the IMF and I think 19 Eurozone nations or 18 of them or something like that. And they have not been making their payments. They defaulted a couple of weeks ago, and the banks went on what they call a bank holiday and essentially restricted capital. There was these capital controls, as they're called, that have been put down on Greece, and those capital controls are going to continue, according to one story, and some of the Greeks are pretty upset at the fact that now the country's government is talking about accepting austerity measures, which is the reason why they were elected in the first place, was to not accept the austerity measures. So there may be Molotov cocktails being thrown in the streets before you know it again in Greece from the angry people there. Let's go first to your calls and thoughts, though. Lewis is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, man. What's going on? You know what? I just turned to you guys' channel. And, you know, I heard the guy say, you know, what kind of flag can we take down for black folks in a black world? Look here, man. Let me just be frank. You know, it don't matter if you got a flag flying, a flag not flying. You know, people gonna always discriminate. They gonna always be racist. That's just how this world is, man.
That's true.
You know, you just can't get mad at people who talk like that. Cause really, that's just who they are, man. You know, and that guy probably worked with black people, Chinese people, man. I'm from the Bay Area, baby, and we got it all out there. Man, you know, you can't come out there with that racist stuff, man, because it's a big old melting pot, man, out there.
Which Bay Area? There's a lot of Bay Areas. Which
out
one?
Out there in California.
San Francisco?
You know, man, that's where I'm from, man. And, you know, it's the home of all the champions. Kenny Stabler, all that, man, you know. Come on, man.
Lewis,
you know,
I appreciate your perspective, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, you guys, y'all take care of yourself.
Drive safe out there,
you
Lewis.
Too. Be safe.
Yep, thanks for the call tonight. He's on the road. 855-450-FREE, one of our professional drivers out there making America work. I appreciate that. Thank you for your service. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number here. And you can bring up anything you want on this live Sunday edition. We'll talk more about Greece on the way. And you can also bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition continues here with me, Ian,
and Chris,
and our toll-free number. For you to join us and bring up anything you want to discuss is 855-450-FREE. It is that easy. Also, it's even better when you call us on Skype. Skype sounds great almost all the time, and we have a better router here in the studio now, so I feel like we've had a more quality Skype connection ever since making that change, so it's better than ever to call on Skype now. Skype username is lrn.fm. So join us there. You can talk about your travel. We were talking about travel restrictions, specifically preventing the FAA, preventing these air pooling companies, air ride sharing, essentially, from existing at this moment. There's an active court case where one of those companies, FlightNow, is suing the FAA. Now, you've got some experience as a private pilot, and you'd like to share your thoughts. You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Or maybe you want to tell us a terrible customer service story from Amtrak, or anywhere for that matter. I mean, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, and we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Then, coming up, we'll talk more about what's happening over in Greece, where the banks have stayed closed for a second week. First, it was going to be a one-day bank holiday, which turned into a five-day bank holiday, which has now turned into a two-week-long bank holiday. And so we'll give you the latest on what's happening there. But Bruce is with us in Fairview, North Carolina, listening to WWNC in Asheville. Hey, Bruce.
Happy bank holiday, Bruce.
Happy bank holiday. Yeah, well, I got kind of a pet peeve. You know,
yeah, sure.
I live out in the mountains in a log cabin. I threw away my computer. I feel really great about it. I'm off the grid. And I love it. I mean, if I ever need it, does everybody got a computer or I go to the library?
There you go.
My peeve is when you go to, when I go up here in the mountains, when I go to pay my phone bill, my TV bill, anything, they charge you $5 to $15 to pay over the phone.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It is. I mean, yep. You know, you're buying their service. You go to, you call them up to pay them with your debit card, and they say, well, it's $15 unless you go to the, you know.
Go to the website.
What about cutting them a check? I mean, they'll still take a check, won't they?
Yeah, if you send, well, yeah, if you send it to them in the mail, but sometimes I thought it was just, what's the difference between a check and debit, you know?
Well, here's the argument. So let me just see if I can play devil's advocate here, because I see where you're coming from, and it's frustrating, and banks are doing this now, too, where if you call for customer service, they might charge you for that. Again, it depends on the bank, so your mileage may vary. But the argument is basically, oh, well, you need this service of paying over the phone. It requires a human being or whatever to talk to you, and so therefore we need to pay those customer service reps. Are you talking to someone physically, or are you just punching in a number in an automated system?
Talking physically.
Right, so mm-hmm. That's it. They're having to justify paying that person extra, whereas they wouldn't have to pay a person to talk to you if you were just cutting them a check or if you were going through their online payment system. So, I mean, that's the justification for it, and they're going to argue that this is the way they can keep costs down. Instead of building in the cost of running the customer service center into everyone's bill, they just bill it directly to the people who use it. So it kind of makes sense from that perspective.
From that perspective, I guess so. But still, like to pay off to pay a payment on not Home Depot, on Lowe's. They charge you $15 over the phone.
That is crazy.
Yeah, then, you know, you got to go to the store or send in a check. So,
yeah. You know, I would say, checks are really out of, you know, kind of an out-of-date payment technology, but they are a way to avoid a lot of fees in general. So it's still worth it to have a checking account and a checkbook for situations like that. Plus, a lot of times if you're paying with credit card, you'll also see credit card fees added in there as well. So some places, especially governments, the governments do this all the time, where they'll some sort of fee you have to pay to a government, and they'll say, well, we'll take your credit card, but it'll be a 5% fee on
right.
top. And that's because the credit card companies are charging them that 3 to 5% or whatever, and so they're trying to make that back.
It gets really weird. There's a whole industry that's popped up around this too. They're basically collectors of money for a particular business, and what they can do is they can rent out their whole call center to mm-hmm. process these calls and make these payments and things like that. So the company saves money because they don't have to do any of that.
So they're renting somebody else to handle the calls, which would mean that company that's handling the calls could be doing multiple companies at once.
Oh, and they are. Yeah. So if you happen to even if you log into some, like when I pay my electric bill through Liberty Utilities, I actually go to a company called Bill Matrix, and they're the ones that process it. And they have, it's free if you do it online, mm-hmm. but it costs money if I talk to them on the phone. They're trying to steer things online, and I get that. It's more cost efficient for everybody, but for some people like you who just choose not to be online, then you do incur some financial hit for that.
Yeah, well, I guess, like you said, I could always send a check, but I don't know. I would think $2 would be something someone could
well,
easily.
You're not running the business, right? I mean, you're
yeah.
not the one
who's, that right. That's
who's
right.
putting the call center together. Hey, Bruce, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you
got
calling
it,
from out there in Asheville. Thank you, sir. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. At least when you're off the grid, you can still listen to the radio and call us on the telephone. So thank you for participating. Let's go to John in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris. Hello, John.
Whoa. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about this woman that I heard of down in, I believe it was Texas, that got her kids taken away. What it was she had cannabis oil in, and one of the teachers at school heard her kids, you know, they were doing a drug-free deal. And her kid said something about, well, my mom uses cannabis oil. Well, teacher, I guess, ended up calling the cops, and they ended up going to her house. They didn't have a search warrant yet. She pulled up, and then they're telling her, well, she can't go in her house because they're waiting on a search warrant.
Wow.
And basically, her rights were totally taken away from her. And the reason I'm calling is I just kind of wonder, you know, here the government is wanting to do all this here stuff. Why isn't there a big fine, like $1 million fine, for every time the government messes up as far as going against the Constitution?
Well, brother, I mean, they're always going against the Constitution, yeah. Right? So that's nothing new. And, of course, they're going to argue that, well, this it's cannabis oil. It's illegal. It's not legal to have medical cannabis in Texas or whatever. And so that's their argument.
I guess this was in Kansas. That's where it was.
Kansas.
My bad.
Well, I imagine it's illegal in Kansas as well.
She had just moved from Colorado. She has Crohn's disease.
Why would she do something like that?
Yeah.
The poor lady. I'm not laughing at her. I'm just laughing out of frustration. It's really sad, and it's terrible. And, you know, there is a takeaway that I think people can learn from this experience, and that is, hey, don't send your kids to government school. That was really the big move. Well, first of all, it's a mistake to leave Colorado if you've got some sort of sickness that you're using medical cannabis for. I mean, Absolutely. Why go to a place like Kansas? I don't understand that.
Now, this was cannabis oil, sir.
Yeah.
It wasn't the plant itself.
That's correct. It's still illegal, though. It's anything that's, you know, THC-based is going to be a criminal charge. So I guess, you know, she wasn't arrested, was she? She just had her kids taken away?
Yeah, she wasn't arrested. No files were ever charged against her, but they took her kids away from her.
It's outrageous.
I'll tell you, if this is a story I'm thinking of, and I read one on this, too, I think it's talking about CBD or...
So it's not even THC oil.
Exactly. It's cannabidiol, or if that's a correct pronunciation.
I don't know how you pronounce it. But, yeah, CBD is one of the other active chemicals in cannabis. And it is very useful for treating certain things medically.
Very much so.
It won't get you high.
No, not at all. So we've been dealing with this a little bit with my girlfriend's parents because, again, he has cancer. He's in Pennsylvania, has zero access to anything. Mm-hmm. And we've actually got him past that sort of generational hump of saying, yes, if it would help me, I would be willing to try marijuana or THC.
Has he tried it?
CBD. Unofficially, he may have had a puff or two. I think that did occur.
Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I'm sorry to hear the story. It's awful. The best thing you can do, if you're a parent, is get your kids out of government school. I mean, had the child not been in government school, no one with an authority mindset would have heard him or her say, oh, yeah, my mom's got cannabis oil. So that would have solved the problem right there. The toll-free number is 855-453. This happens all the time where in, like, DARE class, the DARE officer will ask the class, kids, do any of your parents have marijuana at home?
Better tell us.
850. We just want to help them.
Do the right thing.
855-453. You can share your story with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back. More Free Talk Live continuing now here on the live Sunday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And want to invite you to purse.freetalklive.com. How would you like to get 20, 25% off of Amazon purchases? Anything you want to buy, 20% off, easy. You can even get more than that. I've gotten 25% off, and that was also pretty darn easy to get through purse.freetalklive.com. You do have to use Bitcoin, however, to get that discount. That's how it works. You pay with Bitcoin, and you save big. And it's very simple. You can go to purse.freetalklive.com. They've got a nice little intro video that will explain to you how it works. And when you sign up at purse.freetalklive.com, which you can do right now, even if you don't know what you want to buy yet, you can just go and get your account set up. Whenever you do it through purse.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will, from that point forward, get a very small portion of any purchase that you make through purse.freetalklive.com. I'm a big fan of Purse. I've been using it since before we started talking about them, you know, officially on the air. I've used it probably 24 times now, and they give you a little tally of how much you've saved by using Purse. I've saved $500+.
Well, it also depends on what you bought your Bitcoin at. If you bought your Bitcoin at $200 and now it's at $300, you're actually saving a whole lot more, too.
Well, there is that as well. I mean, if you just go out and buy Bitcoin for the purpose of spending it at Purse, you're doing great, right?
Yeah.
Like you go to expresscoin.com, you pay 3% for your Bitcoin there, and then you go and you save 20 or 25% at Purse. That's awesome. I mean, it's just unbeatable. Purse.freetalklive.com. David is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live listening to Kiva. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
It was the first time listening, first time calling into any type of radio station, and I listened for a little bit, heard about the different stories in and out, you know. So I guess this is kind of a personal topic for me because I guess I'm just going to say it. I am a registered sex offender living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I really don't understand the world around me when I'm trying to apply for work. And no one will hire me because of this. I have to go down to my local sheriff's office, get a form to take to them, and the employer looks at the form, looks back at me, and says,
see ya. Right.
So, you know, I have two beautiful daughters, a 14-year-old, 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old autistic son. I'm just knee high, you know, don't know what to do.
How long have you had this albatross around your neck? How long has this been for you now?
I was convicted in 2008 in March.
And did you go to prison?
I went to CCDC for about 6 months, yeah.
What is that, the local jail?
Mm-hmm. Correct, sir.
Okay. And now you're a registered sex offender for life?
Correct, sir.
What was the charge?
Statutory sexual seduction.
Statutory sexual seduction. So sex with somebody under the age of 18?
Correct, sir.
And is that the legal age in New Mexico? Is it 18 or 16 or what?
I believe it is 17, you know, but I have a beautiful girlfriend here, so I don't know the specifics on that one. I apologize.
It's okay.
Sorry to hear about that, man. Yeah, I don't know if you want to tell us more details about the case. Obviously, that could be an upsetting thing to go through. But, you know, was your argument that it was essentially a consensual relationship? But, you know, or did she lie about her age or what happened?
No. She didn't lie about her age. And that's like, it's a very personal story. And I had a very hard upbringing. It's too long of a story to get into.
Sure.
And to make a long story short, my mom passed away in 1990, the day before Halloween. And my upbringing changed dramatically after that. And yeah, you know, I'm a registered sex offender now, and recently, you know, I've just been feeling something, and I saw something, and I'm going through this mystery medical thing that nobody can diagnose me with, and I got a sister, a nurse in Corona, California. She won't answer me. No one will talk to me. My dad's laughing. You know, I can't get into it, but so much stuff, but I have my 14-year-old daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, and my 7-year-old son, and I don't, you know, I'm trying my hardest to get out of here, you know, with the statistics saying that more than 90% of registered sex offenders do not offend, you know, and we aren't even given a second chance. We're publicly humiliated daily,
yeah,
you know, and not only that, but our kids are and our parents are.
So you have custody of your kids. So obviously the state isn't concerned about, you know, you doing something with them, but yet that's still not good enough for you to be wiped off the registry. So people treat you as though you're a clear and present danger to anybody that's around you, even though you've got your own kids with you.
Correct, sir. And like, yeah, I have my son all the time, but my daughters are with another woman, you know, and I see him every other week, you know, and like we have an open relationship. I have no court order, nothing. I help out my daughters, like, and that's like anybody who gets to know me, for me, I'm a father who loves his children, who does everything he can every day, and hopes to and prays to God that I can make it through another day, because this medical thing, like I have a pancreatitis attacks. I've been in the hospital a lot. Mm. And a lipase of 2,115, you know, like, it's no joke.
you're on this registered sex offender list. Everybody's turning you down for a job. How are you putting food in your mouth? What are you doing to make ends meet?
I'm pretty much living off my father, and he's going broke. There's mold in our house that we can't treat. It's been raining a lot over here, monsoon season. And, yeah, my dad's going down, slipping down this financial hole, you know, not exactly like Greece, but, you know, like, like, you know, we're all experiencing some trouble in some type of form, you know, and it just all feels pressure and stressful. And I want to do something, you know, even with my medical stuff, I'm trying to work. I just got back from the gas station right up the street.
Here's a question just for, I mean, look, I don't know how hard it is to go through this. It must be really awful, but what about working under the table? What about,
right,
you know, mowing lawns or, you know, doing something where you can just go and talk to somebody and you're not officially getting hired as an employee?
Right.
What about contract work? What about, we talked about Uber and Lyft earlier tonight.
Under the table.
I'm
sorry to interrupt you. Under the table, though, was a fourth degree felony for me. If
really?
I do not notify the local sheriffs of where I work in place of work, you know, and notify them of their location, and I don't take this permission form in pretty much to who hired me, because I have to get hired first, and then I go to my sheriff's office, and then I have to get a form.
But if you come to my front door and I say I need my lawn mowed and I'll give you $20,
right,
and you go and do that, I haven't hired you in any sort of employee sort of manner. Are you saying that the cops need to know that you're mowing somebody's lawn?
Well, when I went through my treatment in Las Vegas, Nevada, it was through a great treatment program, and it did change my life. You know, like I said, I had a hard upbringing, and he had a saying. He said, "How safe do you want to make yourself?" And being a father, you know, that transcends to being, you know, how safe do I want my children? And so when you say that and you say it like that, you know, like I really just question how safe would I be? You know, all it takes is for them to find out that I'm on the registry. And if they have a sour taste in their mouth, you know, and they want to do something, they could do something.
To call the cops.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how, like, stressed and far-headed I'm reaching, you know, because that is a 4-3 felony if I go do that.
Okay, but wait a minute. This is what I understand. I mean, if you are running your own business, They can't prohibit a sex offender from starting their own business, can they?
No, they can't. I've been trying.
So you're not working for somebody. Yes, you're doing a job for somebody, but you're working for yourself. When you go out there and you mow people's lawns for a living or whatever other manual labor, and you're not working for someone else who's employing you, you are working for yourself as a contractor for those people. And it would seem to me that if you're working for yourself, maybe you could inform them of that. If like, hey, I'm mowing lawns for a living. This is my business name. This is, you know, how you can get in touch with me. That way you can sort of cover your butt a little bit there and inform them of that. I would say that might be worth a closer look at. I mean, look at like I said, I'm not familiar with the regulations, how strict they are. I imagine they are very strict in a lot of different ways. But they can't tell you can't work for yourself. I mean, I guess they could, but it seems pretty shocking that they would do that.
I would definitely look into that.
Yeah,
and
that would be my choice. And I wonder what kind of background checks Uber and Lyft do on their potential drivers. I imagine they do some because they don't want people who've got bad traffic records.
But no, Uber does.
Yeah, but that might be worth a try, too. Like, yeah. See if you can get contractor kind of work like Uber and Lyft, because you're not an employee for them. You would be your own boss, essentially, and you sort of
contract.
Yeah, you're just kind of plugging into their systems. That's the best I got for you, David. I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sorry to hear about your story, and it's certainly you're not alone out there. Thank you for the call tonight, and good luck. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And then, you know, those guys in the sex offender registry, a lot of them are there for crimes that aren't actual crimes, in my opinion. You know, like, you can get put on a sex offender registry for public urination some places.
What drives me nuts about it is, I'm going to generalize here, but it tends to be more fundamentalist people that are pushing very, very hard for these laws.
Like Christian fundamentalists?
Yeah, without going there. Yeah, but absolutely. That say, you know, we must do everything we possibly can to protect the children. Hmm. No punishment is too harsh for these types of people.
Yeah, it is too harsh. Because if you take away a person's chance to be who they want to be, to make a living for themselves.
Well, that's my point.
They're going to go towards the life of crime. I mean, if you can't make a living legally, you're going to find something criminal to do, aren't you?
Right. But they'll embrace all that on one side. On the other side, they will absolutely deny a person a right to a second chance, which is also a very Christian thing to do. That's what drives me nuts about
it. It's very un-Christian to deny someone a second chance. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here, and you can join us on the radio waves. We've got hour number three on the way. Plenty of time for you. We can talk about Greece and what's happening over there, or whatever's on your mind. You want to talk about the sex offenders? You're welcome to join that conversation, too. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.